This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Hey, Eric, says a Twitter DM. Hello, I was wondering, since there are hardly any people in the building, what is the thought process on what you wear to work? Are there days you just want to roll in your PJs? Is there less motivation to put in effort or more because now it's only just a few of you? Just wondering. Thanks, George.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. What timing.
Yes. Very good timing. Very good timing. Violetta had said that she thought today was Friday. I thought today was April 17th.
I wish.
I don't even know what today is.
Every week I feel like when it's not Friday, I'm like, how can't it be Friday yet?
Yeah.
I feel that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Violetta had proposed rolling in here in her PJs, and you wanted a PJ day?
Yeah, I thought that would be fun. Like, we used to do it in school, Spirit Week, and then there was always Pajama Day.
Maybe we could all wear our hashtag Mix On t-shirts.
Yeah, TV.
That I believe they've actually had made up and distributed to the staff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Over that one phone call.
Right, exactly.
I think it's just, like, you don't feel like putting clothes on, but at the same time, there's a little bit of you that's like, I have nowhere to go. This is the one thing I'm doing today. I might put a little effort.
You know, it's so funny that you even brought that up, because I almost feel like one of the same.
Me or Violetta?
Violetta, because I was actually
going
to.
People can't see you pointing.
Well,
I was pointing at me. I can't even see you through the window.
You can't see me at all?
No, the lights are. I can't even see you.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
Anyway, you were saying?
So I decided I was going to wear my pajamas into work today, but they're just sweatpants. And then, you know, like some comfy shoes or whatever, and a hat. And then I remembered, I thought maybe we were going to do a video today or something, because you talked yesterday about us doing a video.
You're supposed to do that video at home.
Okay, well, I thought we were doing something separate in here, too. I thought. But I must have misunderstood
you. Is that another 17 emails back and forth and two Zoom meetings? And
I don't know. I get confused because there's so much talk about different things.
I don't even have a clue what you're talking about.
Okay. But anyway,
the point was
that I had my pajamas on and I was going to wear them and changed at the last minute. So I think Violetta's on to something. Like that you think about staying comfy.
I got you. Yeah. Okay, hang on. So you were going to wear pajamas today just because?
Yeah, just from like not from here on out, just like sweatpants
from
or pajamas.
Here on out.
Yeah.
So like every day you were going to come in barely dressed and awake.
Yeah, and I was going to wear a hat.
We were
so
talking
I don't have
about
to do my hair.
See, this was the idea was to do it as a theme, but you're going to do it as a lifestyle.
Well,
a whole different thing.
Yeah, I was going to. Huh. Is that bad?
No, I find that interesting. Where you woke up and said, I'm going to actually try as little as possible to get out of bed and wake up. I'm going to go as though I'm in bed. And this isn't even themed. This is what I'm going to do now.
It was clean bed clothes. It wasn't the clothes I slept in.
Oh, I see.
Can I ask you a question, Eric?
Yeah.
Is this a because I know my kids have pajama day at school and whatever, but like, is this a gender thing where like adult women would rather ghost? I never want to go somewhere in my sleeping clothes.
I feel dirty.
Yeah.
Even if they're clean?
Yeah. Not that I'm a fancy dresser by any means, but like a hoodie and some jeans or whatever, comfortable enough for me. But I never want to go to the point where I'm wearing the same thing to bed and outside ever.
I do think it's a guy-girl thing because guys also hang out in their jeans inside the house all day long.
I do.
Yeah. All
exactly.
The time.
That's unbelievable.
I didn't even take my shoes off till like 4 o'clock yesterday.
Like, why? Where are you going?
Are you serious?
Take your shoes off.
I don't know. I just left.
Did you go in your house?
Yeah, I was in my house.
Huh.
You warm in your house all day?
Yeah, I just never got around to taking it off.
I know. It's crazy, guys. Jeans and shoes. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh my God.
I don't wear the shoes around the house. I don't know about that. But the jeans, for sure. That's fine. I mean,
you know, girls want to come home and put on sweatpants and take your bra off.
Yeah. First thing I do.
I'm overstimulated.
Ooh, weird.
I really am. There's a lot of talk going on. It's all over. I'm overstimulated.
It's hot in here, right?
All right, I think jammy day is more of
jammy
a girl
day.
Thing. That's going to be my take on
all
that.
All right.
Don't call them jammies.
Yeah, jammies.
All right, we'll get back to this in a bit. Are you folks way overstimulated by all that? There's a lot of, like, frenzied discussion there over pajamas.
You've been sitting on the couch too long.
I guess probably, yeah.
Take your jeans off. They're too tight.
Foods you don't care how bad it gets. You're not eating them. The Manhattan clam chowder, I probably wouldn't eat that.
I don't even think I've had that. I've only had the New England.
Really?
Yeah, I don't even know what that tastes like. I've seen it, but
it's like tomatoes and clams. Which is what we were going to name the show for a while.
Tomatoes and clams.
But that one you can make spicy. That's why it's good, because you can add a little Tabasco to it.
You will not, under any circumstance, eat what, John?
Those salty seaweed snacks. Whatever.
Oh,
salty
really?
Seaweed ugh. Cheese snacks?
No, seaweed.
Yeah, seaweed, just seaweed snacks.
Yeah, they're salty and
they're those little thin piece of paper, those green.
Sure. Yeah, there's no substance to that.
Oh, they're delicious.
Fantastic. I, under no circumstances, will eat what, Matthew?
That chunky, gelatinous head cheese.
Oh, my God. It just sounds gross.
That's good. Yeah.
Why would they ever name it head cheese?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was in the naming room for that one?
Yeah.
Dawn will not eat.
Chicken liver and onions.
Chicken liver and onions. I might not do that either. It was a hot one yesterday around here. Jerry won't eat it.
Sardines.
Sardines appear on the show again. What was the circumstance of sardines came up yesterday?
Somebody really liked them.
Really,
I forgot.
The flip side of it. At number three, Danny, not eating it.
Yeah, my wife and kids, they love it, but wonton soup, I can't stand it.
Wonton soup.
A really good one is good.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Via Lettuce enjoying all these foods that
I
nobody will eat.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, you're a restaurateur.
Yeah, she is. Becky at number two, don't even try to feed you.
I will not eat beef, liver, and onions or fried spam.
I don't remember the last time I had spam, but
I've never had spam. I can't defend that one
either.
I didn't know you fry it, though.
I didn't either.
Yeah. And finally, in at number one, the end of the world could be coming. You could be dying of starvation, Emma, but you are not eating what?
Shrimp, ramen, noodles.
Okay.
That's on the list.
See, really?
I would eat those.
Yeah. There's a picture of the shrimp ramen noodles as the only thing left on a grocery store shelf on one of these.
What hits you the wrong way, Emma, about shrimp ramen noodles?
That there actually is like little shrimp in it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, that might not even be real shrimp, so
I know
you can enjoy it.
They're manufactured shrimp.
They have to dry it out, and then you add water to it. I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? There is always a run on ramen noodles, too, at the store.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's cheap.
And they last a long time.
It's a comfort food.
Yeah, who doesn't enjoy it?
Emma. 312-233-1019. Nationally, we're sleeping 20% more. The vast majority is, but there's a small pocket that's actually sleeping less. You fall into that pocket. Why? What's keeping you up at night? Why are you listening right now when you could be asleep? Why were you up at 3 o'clock pacing the floor? Let's find out. What's keeping you awake, Julie?
My puppy. We got a dog because we're home so much now.
Right.
And the puppy keeps me up at night.
Puppy keeping you up at night. Yeah, they keep saying that this is a good time to adopt a pet because you've got all the time in the world to train him or her, house train him, be around him, et cetera,
et cetera. Two things. I mean, not only are you home all the time, but the weather's starting to cooperate with like taking him outside.
Right. It gives you a reason to go for a walk, but the puppy's up all night long.
The puppy's up a lot, yeah.
What kind of dog is it?
Like a baby.
She's a lab retriever mix.
Oh, handsome animal, beautiful animal. Keeping you up at night, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Excellent. You?
I'm doing well. Thank you for keeping awake at night. I've been having very, very vivid dreams.
Vivid dreams, waking you up, and there's no going back to sleep. Why the Melissa?
Well, because I actually was talking to Swanee about this. I had I've been having crazy dreams, so I totally understand you. I had a dream that Swanee, gave me his pet weasel. I'm not even joking. Nope. Right. It's what it was.
Nobody was questioning you.
Okay.
That you are.
It's true.
Yeah.
His pet weasel, which was laying, in my bed, and then it turned and morphed into like a gecko or something, which was it was just like, it was strange. It was like crawling around and acting weird, and I don't know what's going on with the strange dreams during this time.
Take less melatonin. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi. What's keeping you awake at night?
So, homeschooling my children.
Oh, man.
I go to bed thinking, what am I going to do when they wake up in the morning? I didn't go to school for this.
Right. I didn't sign up to have these kids and have to teach them.
Right.
Exactly. I'm with you.
And Fortnite is not a subject in school. So that's what we're trying to take away from school right now.
You know, don't necessarily hold on to that. I have a feeling that might be the case soon. Fortnite could end up being a subject that might end up
very
having
useful. Very useful.
How to deal with being quarantined away from your partner. Just handed to me an article. The different things you need to do in order to survive that experience. Hi, John.
Good morning, everybody. My wife and I have been married 37 years. She is actually taking care of my 94-year-old mother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't seen her in a month and a half. And if it's okay with you, Eric, I'd like to tell my wife, Kim Maris, I miss you so much.
Oh.
And I love you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So nice. Is she nearby, or did she have to go out of state to do this?
No, she's about 10 miles away. But the thing is, nobody wants to get grandma sick, so
right.
Nobody goes over. And
right.
We just text each other and call each other, but she tells me I miss her, and I miss, you know, I love my wife. I love her.
That's very nice.
That's so sweet. Yeah.
You know, that being said, hold that thought, that beautiful sentiment John just shared. I got something for you you're going to like. That's going to make you go, oh, again.
Yeah.
Probably going to make Melissa cry.
I'm like on the verge. I'm very sensitive lately.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
You are quarantined apart from your partner. Tough act to follow, that last one, huh?
I know.
Yeah, I didn't miss mine.
Pressure's on.
Right.
I was supposed to leave the country 3 weeks ago to go to London to be with my fiancé.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get out of the country. So we are quarantined in different countries.
So you have a British fiancé. You're here. He's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Any concept or idea have you planned out into the future when you might see each other again? Have you thought, we like, you know, because they say it's good to have goals. You're like, June 1, we're going to make this work.
We said May 1, that was canceled. Now we're at June 1.
What Seriously? Has been the hardest part of being apart?
FaceTime's great, but the time difference is hard.
Right.
Okay, so how many times do you get to talk to him, you know, every day?
I talk to him a lot at the office because I'm an essential worker, but I would say 8.
Wow. 8 good. Times?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow,
Melissa's like, I've never talked to anybody I've been in a relationship 8 times for the extent of the relationship.
Yeah. That's right.
For the duration of it.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you even do that? That's crazy. I'll never understand that. We were just telling the story a second ago of the sweet story about the 92-year-old man who colored his wife's hair at home while they're self-quarantined because she can't get to the beauty parlor.
I know.
And that brings up, again, the bigger issue we're all dealing with. What exactly are we going to do with our hair for the next month? Because, you know, hair salons, barber shops, different places you might go to get your hair cut or your hair did are all closed. And I'm certain maybe the stylist you have, you're thinking, well, maybe I can get a hold of him or her and they'll come to my house. I don't know if you want to do that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if they want to do that either.
So then you have to go to the next level, which is gutsy. Where you let your wife cut your hair, Whip.
Yeah, that would be gutsy.
Do you think you'll reach that? Like, how often do you get a haircut?
Yeah, like, I think about every once every 3.5 weeks, let's say a month.
Sounds about right.
You wait a long time.
You think
sounds
so?
Is that a lot?
That's a long time. Don't guys wait, like, 12 days?
Not me.
12 days?
Like, almost, like, less than 2 weeks.
Guys, I know.
Oh.
Yeah. My
is that what Bronco does?
Right.
My dad does get a lot of haircuts, but just guys that I've dated, I feel like they all get their hair cut a lot.
I'm kind of like frequently. Whip. It's probably about every 3 to 4 weeks.
Gotta keep it fresh, man.
Yeah, that seems like that would be such a pain in the butt.
It would. My favorite lady, Dong, over at Great Clips, she wishes that I was on your schedule, Violetta, because she would like me to come in more often.
You a big fan of Dong over there?
Dong is the best.
That's great.
She is one of the best.
You ever think about calling Dong?
I might want to do that at some point. Yeah, I bet she's got a lot of good stories.
No, I mean calling her to like come over and cut your hair.
Oh, like,
what we're talking about.
I thought you meant just like,
just to tell you a nighttime story.
Just a little FaceTime with Dong. Why not? What else am I doing? You know what? Maybe. It might come to that.
Yeah,
realistically, if you needed a haircut and Dong wasn't available and she didn't have any stories to tell you,
right.
And you were forced to use somebody here.
Oh, my God. In the office?
Right here in our group, right here. Who would you, in all honesty, who would you entrust the most to do it, maybe to do the research on it and give you the best effort?
I got a ready answer. I'm going to go with Cynthia.
I would say the same thing.
Because she just told us how she did Ron, her husband's hair.
Now, Cynthia, would you have enough courage and guts to cut my hair and Whip's hair? What is she saying?
Like she ran away.
Hang on. Oh. Yes, hold on.
I would cut Whip's hair, but not yours.
Okay.
There we
Why
go.
Why not me?
You'd be way too picky.
Probably.
Yeah, you're difficult.
Yeah, that's true.
But I realize these are trying times and desperate measures. I realize that.
Yeah, okay.
Because the only other option, if I don't come up with some type of solution quickly this month, I'm going to end up looking like Exotic Joe.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd. Powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Just sharing the story, you know, in these times of self-isolation, all of our hair has gotten out of control. The roots are a disaster for women that dye their hair, and men. Mm-hmm. And men. Look at Kevin Hart, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. He's got his gray coming in.
And everybody is pale and pasty. Some people using a self-tanner. That British mom who decided to do that during the self-isolation and use the expired tanner, went to bed, woke up, she was green.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then Emily Blunt sharing the story with Jimmy Kimmel that she used the self-tanner on her wedding day and turned a strange orange color, much like the president, similar color that dripped all over her dress, and you could smell her a mile away from the self-tanner.
Yeah, it's not a nice scent.
That it was a poor choice. You had that tanning disaster too, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how you doing, Eric?
Great. What happened?
Oh, no. Love you guys. Love you guys. Thank you for still being here for us. I went to Florida and I fell asleep because I got a 5 a.m. flight and I put some self dark tanning lotion on.
Attaboy.
And I fell asleep and half my leg was bright red and both the outside of my legs were bright red and my body was bright red, but the rest of me was white.
When it's applied incorrectly. Like, you see people that try to put it on their backs?
Yeah, and they
miss their fingerprints. You can see the spots.
Yeah. Handprints.
312-233-1019. You know, as a follow-up to that, too, yesterday, Violetta, Melissa, and Laura, who we're about to talk to, decided to see if the study was true that says if you're gaining weight during your self-quarantine, the way to lose it if you don't feel like exercising, and that would be me, throw on the bathing suit around your house instead of the pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
Motivation kicks in. You stop eating so much, you drop the weight. So you both tried it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And do we have, you said we have pictures of this too?
Well, I just took a picture of my suits. Like I was trying to figure out which one to wear.
Okay. Everything's up on social. You can check it out at Eric Morning Mix.
All right. Any of them in particular or all of them?
All of them. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Instagram.
Did you weigh yourselves before all of this started to track it for the remainder of the week?
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. So you wore it yesterday. Yep. Did you weigh yourself again?
I'm going to today at the same time.
Got it. Okay. Violetta, did you?
Yeah, same with me.
Okay, good. Laura started it for us yesterday. Hi, Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hey, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So yesterday you had told us you feel as though you might have put on a couple of extra pounds, 8 or 9, and we're willing to try this bathing suit challenge to drop weight, right?
Yes.
All right. So did you do it yesterday?
I did.
How long?
25 minutes.
25.
All right. You hung in there, girl. Right, yeah.
And you had said that it could be a little awkward with your teenage son around. How did he respond to it? Did I lose you?
Oh, I hope not.
Hello, Laura.
Laura.
Laura. Laura. Hold on a second. Cynthia, can you check her, please?
Oh, man. Yeah, I want to hear how she felt during all that.
Maybe she went underneath down on the lower whacker.
That could be.
And we lost her.
Could be.
Yeah, you use your GPS there, you lose everything there.
Yeah, Cynthia's trying to get her back on. I mean, we were to the, you know, to the big payoff.
The critical point.
I know, I was excited to see how it worked.
Well, I did it around my house with my mom, and she thought I was crazy.
So you were walking around the house in the swimsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was weird.
How long did you wear it?
I ended up watching like a movie wearing it, so a while, but frumped on the couch in it, you really started thinking about your life.
And we go back to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hey, sorry, I lost you guys.
That's all right. So you were worried about your teenage son and his response to it. How was that?
It was actually epic. So I came downstairs and I didn't give him a heads up on it. And he was sitting at the dining room table and I sat down next to him and he looked at me and he said, "Are we doing a beach day?"
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
So funny you say that. We kind of are doing one. All right, so you weighed yourself before to get a starting point. Weighed yourself after the fact, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, since there's no way we can gamble on sports, we're gambling on you. The goal is to find out, did you go up or down? First of all, was it up or down?
So it was up.
And you went
not
up?
Not by much. It was not by much.
How much?
It was up by 1 pound.
1 pound up.
All right.
Yeah.
Manageable.
So it's early in the game. Your body hasn't responded to the process yet.
It'll take a day.
All right, that's fine.
That was my hope.
That's fine. No big deal. So you'll give it a shot again today, and we'll check in tomorrow?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Thank you, Laura. Hold on. She's definitely going down tomorrow.
I think so, too. Yeah. You know, and maybe she'll try to increase the time a little bit. She had it on for 25 minutes. Maybe, you know, like a 40-minute thing might help, too, your mindset.
I'm not a huge gambler, but I am almost willing to go all in early that she's going down and wait tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think so, too. All right. We'll find out. Melissa, we'll find out from you. Violetta, we'll find out from you as well. Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. A survey by the dating site Illicit Encounters reveals that men with blank and blank are twice as likely to cheat as men who don't have blank and blank. Mm. What are blank and blank? Name either blank. And I said about Nick Jonas, Violetta thinks he can't be trusted. Whip says he can't be trusted. Melissa trusts him fully.
Mm-hmm.
One of these things I've already verified he doesn't have, so he's okay. The other one I can't verify for you because I don't know for certain. What do you think it's got to be, Dorothy?
I'm going to say a pinky ring.
A pinky ring. Can't be trusted.
Oh, there's no question about that.
Not a pinky ring, but can't be trusted.
Oh, my God, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, the pinky ring. Men with blank or blank can't be trusted. Karen?
I've got men or money or kids.
Money or kids. No.
Oh.
Neither one of those, actually.
Yeah, I thought money was it.
The answer must be what, Lindsay? Can't be trusted if they have?
Beards.
Exactly right.
Beards.
That's one of them.
Ooh. Shut up.
I won't. Illicit Encounters reveals that men with beards and tattoos are twice as likely to cheat as clean-shaven and ink-free men.
Oh, wow.
Based on all the people that have signed up for Illicit Encounters, all the men that have, those are the guys. Beards and tattoos. Clean-shaven or ink-free men. You can trust those.
Nick Jonas
doesn't really have a beard. I can't verify the ink.
Right.
Because I can't see all of him, and I really have no need to.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't really know. Also, it says here that of the survey that was conducted, 52% of tattooed and bearded men admitted that they had cheated. Only 29% of clean-shaven men did. So I guess it's just the admitting versus the actual verifying.
Yeah, right.
54% of cheaters have a piercing.
Wow.
You ever encountered a man with a piercing, Melissa?
Anywhere,
too.
Well, I mean, I had my old roommate that I lived with him, he had a belly button piercing.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Would you have trusted him? And there you go. And there it is, right there. People were sharing the best internet rabbit hole to go down, and suddenly you'll no longer be bored because 4 hours will pass just like that. Like, thank God.
Believe me.
Thank God I wasn't watching another rerun of something. 312-233-1019. Which rabbit hole did you go down, John?
I got stuck on YouTube yesterday for 6 to 8 hours watching all the other NBA players talk smack when they talk smack to Michael Jordan, and then Jordan would light them up later in the game.
Yeah.
Wait, Jordan would what?
Would light them up.
Oh,
okay. Up.
Yep. And MJ in the NBA. Yep, Michael was a notorious smack talker.
Really?
And other guys would get aggravated and start talking back, and all it did was motivate him even more.
Yeah.
It's so cool because I don't know that much about him. Like, I'm keep learning more and more with this coming out.
Well, in the new ESPN documentary that is coming out on the 19th, we were talking about. By the way, I said 20 hours because that's what Adam Schefter said. Several people have corrected me. It's 10 one-hour episodes.
Okay, I knew it was 10 parts.
Yeah, Adam Schefter from ESPN, I saw on Twitter yesterday. He's like, oh, man, this is the greatest thing ever.
All right.
I thought that was long.
Yeah. I sometimes will go down the internet/YouTube rabbit hole of mic'd up hockey players.
Oh, yeah, you've said that before.
Yeah.
I'll watch hours of that where all they do is talk smack to each other about how stupid and ugly they all are.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. No, you're ugly. I will punch you right in the face.
Oh, my gosh. It's entertaining for you.
I've also seen these, too. I've spent my time doing this one, Steven.
I go down the rabbit hole of watching dash cam crashes, and then sometimes that leads into road rage incidents.
Yeah, I've seen those too. The dash cam car crashes. You can click through about 400 of those and then tuck your way right into the road rage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hours and hours of fun, huh, Steven?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do, right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Ooh, I like this one, Elaine. I might have to try this one. Hello, Elaine.
Yeah, I went down the prisoner's last meal rabbit hole.
Wow, hadn't thought of that one.
Prisoner's last meal.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Yeah. I didn't mean to. It just happened. And a lot of fried chicken.
Right.
A lot.
Wait, is it just the menu, or do you watch them eating their last meal?
No, it's like, you know, it's like that Murderpedia. Like, that's my jam also.
Right.
And it was, I was like, oh, I wonder what, like, that Eileen Wuornos from, like, Monster.
Right.
Played by Charlize Theron, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, really? Like, chicken? And then some
hers
of them
was
were,
fried
like,
chicken?
Cream. No, hers was, like, I think a martini or something. It was just, like, it was just really dark. And I was like, okay, I'm not really hungry anymore.
Right.
So it worked out.
I think you're right. I feel like I've been down that rabbit hole as well, and I was caught off guard by some of the things chosen.
I have a friend that constantly asks, so what would your last meal be?
Right.
I'm like, it's not going to change, man. Stop asking me.
What is it?
Well, it'd be two-part. A Happy Meal, cheeseburger,
right?
Extra fries, no pickle or mustard. And then I would also probably do like mashed potatoes, asparagus, and a filet with like shrimp. Dijon.
I don't think they'd let you. They'd be like, you get one or the other, pick one.
Yeah, I think you can go bigger.
You can put as much stuff as you want.
I don't think it depends on the murderer and the last meal request, because I do know there are some like, nope, try again.
Really?
We don't have that.
Nah, yeah. And there's like a certain amount, like they say you can only spend a certain amount.
Are you serious? On their last meal, they only get a certain amount?
Well, because there are guys who are like, all right, I want 6 baked Alaskas, but I want them in sequence. And those take like 2 hours to make.
Sure.
Plus, so like, I could probably crank out another 7 days out of this.
Yeah, I just want to get it over with, so.
Yeah. I might have to check that one out. Melissa, I know that you made a noise because you do spend your entire afternoon ignoring your son while you're on the internet.
No, I don't.
I don't know, because all afternoon I've had to ask you to stop. You like just keep sending me stuff.
Oh, sometimes I do. Well, no, sometimes we actually go down this rabbit hole together.
Oh, that's
like
dangerous.
Yeah, he'll ask me a question. Like, truthfully, the other night I was looking at his toes and it was like,
where's this going?
Well, because we were looking at, I was like, his toes don't look anything like my feet and toes. So I'm like, you definitely have
Maybe because
feet.
He's an 8-year-old boy.
No, his feet look like his dad's feet. You know what I mean?
So it's not totally a mystery.
Yeah.
Well, he
I was really
shapes.
Caught off guard by that genetically. Maybe I can spend 4 hours researching it on the internet and send it all to Eric.
Well, and so I was like, oh, he definitely has the toenails of his dad. And so then we looked up toenail lengths, and that led to toenail fungus, which
right
led
now,
to toenail
I would rather
bunions.
Have a last meal than hear the rest
and then
of this.
Bunions and then crippled toes. Yeah. And
somebody, I'd actually like to be a prisoner on death row just to get away from this.
I'm serious.
I'm okay with that. Joe Exotic. Wasted away in a prison somewhere right now.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's getting out. He's got another set of documentaries to do.
I'm telling you.
So, Whip.
Yeah.
The world has gone Tiger King crazy over these complete lunatics all over the world that have exotic tiger zoos.
Yes.
And the rivalries between them ultimately resulting in kept women, murder, weird haircuts, straight guys marrying gay men. Nobody knows what to make of any of this stuff, right?
It's a lot. It's like so strange. It would be like bad fiction, but it's real.
That's exactly true.
Just wait. There's more to come.
I'm
lots
sure.
and lots more.
So we talked you into watching it. Yesterday was the second episode. So you watched. You're only watching one a day.
Yeah.
And then each day, the next morning, you will share with us a 30-second review of that 60 minutes of disaster.
That's right.
Okay. Today is day number one. Now, you know how it works. I'm going to play the jingle. At the conclusion of the jingle, you'll hear the jungle drums kick in. Okay?
Yes, that's my cue.
The jungle drums will go for 30 seconds, and then a tiger roar will come in to announce the conclusion of the 30 seconds, and that's it.
All right.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's all you get.
Okay.
All right, so make it count.
I'll try.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We are ready to get underway. First installment of what we call
Big Cats in the Zoo. Joe Exotic, a bit cuckoo. From here to Timbuktu,
Ripped Tiger King review.
Here we go, and go.
An employee at Joe Zoo got her arm bit off by a tiger but came back to work a week later. Mario in Miami smuggled drugs and animals and drugs in animals, says Scarface was based on him. Doc Antle and Joe Exotic are cult leaders. Doc has three wives. They all work for him, make $100 a week. One of them says she got a boob job just so she could get some sleep. Joe has two husbands, and his staff eats expired meat from the Walmart garbage that's meant for the animals. Carol Baskin in Florida doesn't pay her employees at all. She makes money off social media. She used to have a millionaire husband who went missing. Seconds. People think she fed him to a tiger. By the way, her current husband does look like Prince Charles.
There it was right there.
You nailed it.
Crank up the roar.
Big cats in the zoo.
Right.
Joe Exotic, a bit cuckoo. From here to Timbuktu, Rips Tiger King review.
Oh, man, I want to go back and watch it all over again.
I'm telling you.
Based on that. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.